A selection from Welcome to the World, Baby Girl by Fanny Flagg. And today is just another ordinary day. At exactly 9:30, everybody hears what they've been hearing every weekday morning for the past 10 years. A male announcer from the main station comes on and says,
"And now, golden flake flour and pancake mix, that always light as a feather flour in the red and white sack, takes you to that little white house just around the corner from where you are as we join your neighbor and mine, the lady with a smile in her voice, Neighbor Dorothy with Mother Smith on the organ."
In a moment, Neighbor Dorothy greets her radio listeners, as she always does, with a pleasant,
"Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Fine, I hope. It's a beautiful day over here in Elmwood Springs, and I hope it's just as pretty where you are. We've got so many exciting things lined up for you today. So just sit down, put your feet up, and have a cup of coffee with me, won't you? We have so many letters to read to you today, and we've got those two recipes that you all been asking for. So be sure and have your pencils and pads ready. And later on in the program, Beatrice, our little blind songbird, is going to be singing for us. What's your song, honey?" "Oh, she says she'll be singing when it's lamplighting time in the valley." "That sounds like a good one." Also, we have the winner in our How Did You Meet Your Husband contest. But before I do anything else this morning, I want to start with some good news for all the gals that went to Norma's bridal shower yesterday. They were all mighty worried when all the lucky dime cake had been eaten and nobody got the piece with the dime in it. But Norma's mother, Ida, called this morning and said they found the dime in the kitchen. She'd forgotten to put it in. So all you gals can rest easy. None of you will have to be x-rayed after all. So I know that's a relief. As you know, Norma is our little June bride-to-be.